watching it day by day, Triple M Aussie, around the country, as I welcome good friend to the show, the one and only Miss Cassie Walker, who you get all your rock news and information from. How are you?
I'm good, Matty O. How are you?
Hey, you look stunning. Can you explain to the Triple M Aussie family what you're wearing and the story behind it?
Thank you for the compliment. I am wearing a black and white checkerboard dress. I like to rock the old iconic Vans quite often. And I saw this dress and it looked too good to be true. And I shared it on my Insta story.
Yeah.
I got a big old response from somebody whose name is Steve, who is the singer of a band from Australia called Area 7, who was very encouraging of me purchasing this dress.
But you're not wearing the matching shoes.
No, because I felt that was a bit too much. But don't worry, next week I will be rocking it with the shoes.
Hey, lots happening. I mean, like, obviously we've got lockdowns and bands having to cancel.
Yeah.
There's been some good news as well, Spring
and
Loaded.
And I'm sorry about your shows, and I'm bummed because I had tickets.
Yeah.
I've been itching for a gig of British India for a long time, but there is some good news on the live music front. We're crossing our fingers and toes. Spring Loaded, the festival that is just nostalgia central that we are pumped on, has just announced not one but two new gigs this week. One is happening, it's an outdoor one, so it should be good to go at Brizzy, and the other one is actually Sydney My Music Bowl in Melbourne. So both outdoor, which is a pretty confident bet.
Yeah. And I mean, like, great lineup too. Grinspoon, UMI, Jebediah, Friends of Ron,
Regurgitator. It's a really nostalgic fest. Now, there is a bit more news on that one too. For those in Adelaide, the date has actually been moved. If you do have tickets, I'm sure you've already had an email in your inbox or your mate text you in the group chat to let you know that the date has changed. So make sure you do keep an eye on your emails and your texts, because things are changing pretty quickly at this time. But the thing is that they are rescheduling. They are happening.
And the Chats, one of our favourite up-and-coming Australian bands. What's happening with them overseas?
Yeah, so they're a punk three-piece. They're from Brizzy. I can't even believe it. They're actually appearing on a re-release today, a huge re-release. They've got people like Elton John, Miley Cyrus, the Neptunes. It's a huge release.
Yeah.
And the Chats.
Wow.
In Brisbane, Australia. So the Chats will be taking on Holier Than Thou. Look, all money that they're going to be making from this release, they're going to be donating to Metallica's charity, Within My Hands, and also the North Australian Aboriginal Justice Agency as well.
That's incredible.
Good blokes.
And speaking of good blokes, the Foo Fighters. What's going on there?
More unbelievable news. So the Foo Fighters have announced a massive world tour, which has been on hold for about a year now. So next year, they are going to be playing in Spain.
Wow.
With special guests, Liam Gallagher, as we all know from Oasis.
Amazing.
And Melbourne rock band, ARIA award-winning Amel and the Sniffers.
Are you serious?
I'm dead set serious.
Whoa.
Huge news. I'm so proud of them. You know, I think you've seen them and it's just unbelievable to see them on that big stage. So Amel and the Sniffers actually played with the Fooies in Adelaide, I think it was, on their last Australian tour, and they've just became mates and just stayed in touch, and it's happening.
Wow, that's incredible. And it's so great to see young Australian bands get those opportunities overseas as well.
Yeah.
You know, it really does show the power of, you know, get along with big bands and they like your music. Literally, it's not limited to Australia.
That's it. And I mean, the thing that we forget is that these big bands are music lovers, right?
Yes.
They're all old.
Absolutely.
If you're a young band out there, and they understand the hard work that it takes and the power of the internet, you know? So if you're a young band out there, I hope that this gives you some hope. You know, the Chats and Emma and the Sniffers are doing some huge things on an international level.
Absolutely. Cassie, thanks once again. All the latest rock news, how do we keep updated?
Yeah, so if you've got the Listener app, I reckon if you are favourite Triple M Rock and Triple M Aussie, and we'll pop all of it there.
Awesome. Cassie, see you next time. Thanks again.
See you, Matty-O.